We are going to be speaking to the principal of Lanasia Muslim School, that's Sister Nasreen Suleiman. There's no exact date for when schools are expected to reopen for the second term, according to the Department of Basic Education, due to the lockdown. But in the meantime, schools are trying to ensure that their students are still able to receive their lessons and are prepared should the lockdown end on the 16th of April when they return to school. And one of the schools involved in ensuring that their students are prepared is the Lanasia Muslim Schools. And as I said, we will be speaking to Sister Nasreen, the principal at the school, to find out more about what this particular school is doing. Sister Nasreen, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the early morning Sunday show here on Radio Islam International.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Allah, and may His choice of salutation continue to descend upon our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I'm glad that you contacted me. I'm so happy to share with you and hopefully with other schools so that they may follow in our footsteps. I hope at this point in time that all our learners, parents, and the community at large is well and safe with mercy and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sister, it's been just over a week since the implementation of the 21-day lockdown. I know we are all feeling the impact of this lockdown, but my main concern is at this point is the impact it is having on the education of our learners. If the lockdown ends on the 16th of April, then alhamdulillah, we will still have sufficient time to complete the syllabus. There is discussions of maybe the school holidays being shortened. This still hasn't been verified. And, you know, our learners are at such a disadvantage at this point in time. But I must say, at a time when fear and uncertainty grips many people and they are feeling hopeless, the educators at LMS have taken a very proactive and positive stance over the spirit with regard to educating our learners. Let me tell you a little bit. We intend to turn the setback into an opportunity for our learners, training them to work independently and under difficult conditions. And sister, I must say, it is times like this that distinguishes schools from each other. It's what are schools doing under such circumstances that is different from other schools, and making sure that they get through to their client. Our plan of action entails two phases. Phase one of our educational plan was implemented when the president declared a national state of disaster in terms of the Disaster Act. And when it was announced that school must close on the 18th of March, by the 18th of March, we had basically just 2 days to put the following measures in place. And I must tell you, the support and the dedication and the commitment of the teachers was tremendous. In 2 days, teachers were able to roll off additional resources and study material and to send these learners off with this material. Educators had rolled off additional resources, the SIP material, revision worksheets, activities, the tasks, projects, and assignments that could be completed over the holiday period. Much of the information has been uploaded on the D6. We used a variety of resources, and we sent learners off with DBE books in maths and English for grade 5, 6, and 7, which learners could easily work through with their parents at home. The foundation phase learners were sent home with their skill files, and parents were encouraged to go through these files. We also sent out a circular detailing to parents how they should go about during this period of time. Parents were encouraged to set rules, regulations, study timetables. All this is important. Our main concern was the matriculants, but alhamdulillah, they are packed with information. They are packed with resources, and they are packed with every information that is sent to us via the district we are sending to them. Our educators are in constant contact with the parents on WhatsApp groups created. And I must say, some educators have delivered excellent lessons over the WhatsApp program. You know, educators are normally shy. I mean, when we do class visits, we notice that they are a bit tense. And it's amazing to see how these educators have gone on the line, not concerned about their tone, how they look, how they appear, and they presented excellent lessons. At this point in time, You know, we welcome any means of communication with learners and any means of teaching from our educators. Then, you know, we had phase one. We were never prepared for the lockdown. And when the announcement came, LMS never sat back. Phase two of our education plan had to kick in immediately. The president announced a 21-day lockdown for our country. And this meant our educators needed to continue the support for our learners over the 6-month period. Again, our educators were very proactive. Many educators of the school were trained to teach online using Zoom. And this was done with the help of Mr. Ghani, who did it at no cost. May Allah reward him. And this happened one day. You know what is important is it happened one day before the lockdown. And alhamdulillah, our first online lesson went out on the first day of the lockdown. The grade 11 and 12 educators are making use of online teaching, which has proven to be very effective for both the educators and learners. And they are responding very positively to this teaching method. But at this point, my main concern is getting lessons across to all the learners in all the various grades. And if the lockdown is extended, and by what we see, there is a strong possibility that it will, we are planning to extend this online teaching to all grades. Then, this is quite a challenge for us. We have identified a lot of challenges and constraints with regard to online teaching, especially for a school like ours that is not solely dependent on online teaching. But desperate measures calls for desperate times, calls for desperate measures and innovation. And that's what LMS prides itself on. For many, many of
I'll ask my question just now. Tell us, are you excited about this? Because I know it's not an easy thing, and I think parents need to understand that our teachers, especially those within public schools and private schools today, are more geared to teach face to face in a classroom situation. Online teaching is not the same. It's actually a whole different ball game. So the teachers are in a totally different element here, and the students are having to adapt to that as well.
Definitely. But we see that the teachers are putting in the effort, and we see the responses from the children. And alhamdulillah. And I must say, it's not easy. It is not easy. I'm not going to go through all of the challenges here. For now, we depend a lot on the WhatsApp groups to get across to the learners. And we rely heavily on parents checking the D6. My main challenge at this point in time is that only 70% of our parent population access the D6 on average per month. And this means that about 30% of our learners do not receive the support material uploaded. And the school during this phase has uploaded tons of resources that parents can access for their learners. Dates and schedules for lessons televised and aired on radio stations, GDE resources, apps and links offering free resources across subjects and grades, and of course the support material that my educators are uploading and expecting learners to complete. This brings me to a plea, an appeal to each and every parent to download the D6 communicator, which although is not the only means of communication, but for us is the most convenient form of getting information across to the parents. And I have to say this one thing, you know, I've been planning to say it for a long time. Talking about parents, the tables have indeed turned. Our children are now in their care. And now it can't be easy for them. And many of them are now beginning to appreciate and see teachers in a new and different light. Yes. And never before has there been a dire need to strengthen the bond, the relationship between the teacher, the parent, and the educator. And this has certainly been done at LMS. And I hope it continues when things return to normality. I beg the parents, take care of our children. Supervise them. Keep them on track and focused. Stimulate their minds. And know that we can't wait to take them back from you.
All right, Sister Nasreen, I have one... I have one question. You did say that, 70% of parents. What about those who don't have access, like data is a cost? Is D6 now available data free, or, this does disadvantage some of the students and their parents, obviously?
I know, my dear. That's a major problem for us, and especially not all of the learners attending LMS have access to iPads and laptops. And
yes.
And that is one of the challenges I said we've identified, and I wasn't going to go into a discussion. But yes, that is why we're relying heavily on the WhatsApp groups. We're relying on parents to assist in communicating with each other, and we're relying on the D6, which is uploaded. I know there are companies that have made things like Telkom, has given data certain times, Vodacom and so forth. And we're hoping parents to make use of these. And inshallah, if this goes on, it actually brought to light. We never ever thought that something like this would happen. And it has opened our eyes to say that, as schools, we can't be complacent and we can't sit on our laurels and expect normality. And henceforth, going forward, I don't see much changes, with the situation. So, yes, we're going to have to look at ways in getting across to these learners, whether it be radio stations, using Channel Islam, like what I'm doing now. I'm hoping I'm getting across to parents to inform them that, yes, we are doing our best from our side, and we expect them to do their best too.
All right. And then finally, can we ask you, what message would you give, firstly to your matriculants and then to parents and students with regards to how things stand at present and looking at the future?
A message to the matriculants, to all the matriculants out there, LMS and all the matriculants in the country, the community, the world at large. I want to say, please remain positive and focused during these challenging times. And I want to say you've been afforded with an opportunity to develop important skills like working independently, being disciplined in working at your own pace, setting yourself targets, day-on-day targets. I'm positive that if everything turns out well for our country and the world, the matriculants of 2020 will be the most successful group in the future. They would know what fear is. They would know about love, caring, sharing, and practicing self-discipline. And above all, they will be self-driven and very independent. And this difficulty that they're experiencing now will hold them in good fight during their tertiary education, where they need to work independently, where they need to be self-motivated, and in life in general. I am certain that this will be the generation that will never be able to take anything again for granted. And I wish them everything of the best. Just keep at it, be positive, and it's not the end of the world. You have us. We're going to get back to normality. And my dua is, may Allah protect us all. Take care. And the community, just remember our children in your dua. And at this point, I want to thank the parents. And I know it must be difficult and challenging for you to deal with 3 children in 1 household, with 1 laptop, 1 iPad. But keep at it. Take care of our children. Encourage them. Motivate them. Do not put too much of stress and pressure on them. Just be supportive. And inshallah, things should turn out fine for us.
I mean, that's true. This is a hardship that will definitely come to an end. And I think it's also a boon to many people, because it's showing us that we can actually work together and that we can come through this. And, we will be successful, even though the outcome may present some tragedy. But we, at the end of the day, I think it will make us as stronger as people as well. Jazakallah khair for your time, and all the best, inshallah.
Ameen.
Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Well, that was Sister Nasreen Suleiman, principal at LMS, or Lanesia Muslim School, telling us about the measures they've put in place to make sure that their students are kept updated and prepared should school open on the 16th of April. And if not, then they will carry on making sure that their students are ready should exams take place after the lockdown.